And then I turn around and I just see a head peering over the corner staring at me.
As a follow-up, you were talking about the Exorcist video. I watched it. I got most of the way through. I've been watching it in like periods and whatever.
That's what I did.
Throughout the week. So I think I'm like 3/4 of the way through.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's freaking, and you don't realize, like, you don't have to be a super religious person, but the devil is like, I'm kind of trying to pay a little bit more attention to it.
Yeah.
Just like things going on about my day. Like,
there was a lot in there that like spoke to me.
Yeah.
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 Those of us who aren't in tune with this, what is this, the Exorcist thing? Like,
so there's a video of Michael Knowles interviewing an exorcist.
Yeah.
He's a priest.
Like a guy who performs exorcisms.
Yes. Yeah, he's actually performed exorcisms on people who were possessed.
He's a renowned exorcist.
Yes. And he has all these stories about it. And yeah, obviously it's more religious based, and you know, people who don't like Christianity or anything like that, they may not enjoy it, but if you take away the religious aspect and still look at it from forces of good and evil in this world, I think you could still learn something from it.
For sure.
I agree.
For sure.
Yeah.
Take religion out of it, because at the end of the day, whatever religion you're a part of is supposed to act as a moral compass in your life. So we're not here to argue which one's right or wrong, but just generally speaking, you cannot deny that there's good and there's evil out there.
See, they basically say that just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean you can deny it exists.
Right.
You know, and I think that's a good way to guide a lot of what you do.
Yeah.
You know, how you go about your day and everything. How you go about your life. I mean, think about all the things in this world that we didn't know existed, but could we technically deny them?
Right.
Not 75 years ago, like 700 years ago, if you would have told somebody in Europe there's a whole other landmass and it's not Asia, they would have said, well, you're crazy.
Or if you told George Washington that 400 years from now we'd have phones capable of what they are now, he'd probably laugh at you and say, you know, where'd you get that idea from?
What's a phone?
What's a phone?
I mean, think about it, though. Just because they haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Right. And like we talked about a couple episodes ago, I'm not somebody who's an active participator in church, but I've seen paranormal stuff. It's out there. It's real. Like, you can say, oh, they've got sound boxes set up. Oh, blah, blah, this, that, it's fake, this, that. Fine. If you want to call it fake, you can call it fake. But I would expect you to go there and see it for yourself then.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. No one is.
No.
It's just, it's worth it. It's worth the listen. It's maybe you'll find something out of it. I think you will. I think at the very least, people will find it interesting.
Yeah.
So,
and I, like you said, I've been trying to pay more attention to it recently, of just like temptation, especially because that's a big sign. So it's just, I don't know. Like, I had two really weird dreams last night. One was like, it woke me up at 3 a.m. and it was weird.
Yeah.
And then the next dream I had was about like God putting me through trials. And I'm not trying to be like that guy that's like, oh, I'm putting my religious hat on. Yeah. I'm really not super religious. But the second dream, like, God and I sat down and he's like, I'm going to put you in certain scenarios and see what you do. I ended up waking up to my alarm after the first scenario. But the first scenario, I remember I was in an elevator going up.
Yeah.
And then I was just put into a room. And I remember there was, not that it matters, but there was a black kid. He couldn't afford to eat. And then there was like a black mom who couldn't afford to cook. But I walked into the room and next to the black kid, he didn't see it, was a $20 bill. That could afford, that could pay for his meal.
Right.
And the option was, I can either take the $20 bill, get back in the elevator and leave, or give him the $20 bill so he can pay for food. I ended up giving him the $20 bill so he can pay for food, and then I woke up to my alarm. I woke up to buy the Seaside from Tim Cook, so that sucked. But the first dream I had was, like, freaking spooky. Like,
yeah.
It scared the crap out of me. We were going to a hotel, my buddy Dylan and I, and we're like, oh, we're going to go explore this hotel because we heard it's haunted. It's a hotel my brain made up.
Sure.
And we go into this room, and there's a pool table in the middle of the room. So we're like, oh, let's play some pool. So we're starting to set up the pool table, and the pool balls start moving around by themselves. Like, oh, look at that, the ghosts.
Yeah.
And then I turn around, and I just see a head peering over the corner staring at me. And I felt it, in real life, I'm like, oh, man, this isn't good. So I turned to Dylan. I'm like, Dylan, we're not alone. Like, we got to go. And he's like, what are you talking about, man? Like, stop trying to scare me. So he's, you know, setting the pool table up still. The pool balls are going everywhere. And I turn back around. There's a second head, like, above the other one, just looking at us. Uh-huh. And they start speaking a language I couldn't understand. It was all just gibberish.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at Dylan, and his back was to these heads. And I just made the, like, scariest face ever. I'm like, run! So we freaking haul out of this hotel room. And they're chasing us with steak knives.
Oh.
And then right before they swing, I freaking woke up. And then I had the next dream. It was just weird. Like, you almost saw good and evil in the same night. And I thought of that, that Exorcist thing. I was like, man, maybe that's a sign. Maybe I should start going to church. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Like, almost exactly what you said. It's funny you said that. I had a dream last night too. I can't remember what it was, but I swear it was almost, one was good and one was bad.
Yeah.
That I had two dreams. And I feel like one was bad was the first one I had.
Yeah.
And then it got better, or it turned into something better. That's kind of how mine was. I mean, that's freaky that we had similar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what mine were about, but I do remember the whole duality aspect being involved.
And what's weird is a few nights ago, I gave up bread for Lent, so I've been without bread since I gave it up March 1st, so it's March 22nd as we record this. And am I tempted to eat bread? Absolutely. It sucks giving it up. And what's funny is a few nights ago, I had a dream where I was eating bread.
Yeah.
I'd given up to temptation. I was eating bread.
Right.
And I woke up, and I was just tempted to throw the towel in. I was like, wait a minute. I've seen this before. I know what this is. And again, it was just kind of that full circle moment. I thought of that video.
Yeah.
You know, I actually had a bad dream last night, too.
Really?
This is real. This is the dream I had last night. You guys are talking about, like, you know, lessons learned and good and evil.
Yeah.
You want to know what my dream was last night?
I'd love to know what your dream was.
I was playing Xbox. I was playing Minecraft with my girlfriend. She wasn't around. I was just playing on my own. I was playing in my bed. And I drank chocolate milk, and I spilled it all over myself. And then I had to clean my sheets, and I woke up. That was my dream.
That was your dream? Yeah. That's an odd thing to dream about.
I spilled chocolate milk all over my bed. I was like, oh, I got to wash my sheets now, and I woke up. Sheets were fine.
Did you ever dream about writing something in your dream? Like your dream that you write, I don't know, a book, like anything. Just think about it. If you've ever written something down in a dream, not signing something, but like, I've read in a dream, like actual pages out of a book that I could understand and read. Like, I don't know what book it was from, but I remember I knew the book. And that's weird because it wasn't like a book that I had read recently, right? It was a book that I read maybe 6 months before. But sure enough, two or three pages were almost word for word in my dream.
That's weird.
That is like very bizarre.
Then
there was another time where I was writing stuff and I woke up and I remembered what I wrote. I don't remember what it is now, but it's like I wrote like sentences. Like it wasn't just one time it was just my name, but then other times it was like I wrote multiple things.
No, I can't. I don't think I've ever had that experience before.
And the weird thing is that like in 1 second I could read and understand everything I was writing or reading. And then in the split second it all turned to like,
gibberish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Is weird.
That is strange.
I remember hearing something about lucid dreaming, and they said one way you can tell that you're in a dream is if you can kind of control yourself, go to like your pantry and read a cereal box.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make any sense, then that's how you know you're in a dream.
So lucid dreaming, I think that's it's where you control your dreams and that.
Yeah.
I always know I'm dreaming.
Really?
But I can never control it. I realize I am dreaming, but I can never like
influence it. A lot of times once you realize you're dreaming, because it doesn't always happen right away, and then once you do, then it gives you the power to control it, because you know it's a dream. You know you can manipulate it.
That's crazy.
That's weird,
because I've manipulated dreams in my mind, you know, while I'm asleep to be the ideal scenario of what I want, an ideal outcome. You know, I don't know what they're about. I can't remember, but I manipulated them. And then I get, like, the happy ending that I want. Not to be, like, weird or anything, but, like, I don't know. Like, I solve a math problem, which is something stupid. You know, or, like, two freaking bricks of a Lego fit together and I finish a set that I dreamed all this. So, you know, just something so stupid and trivial, but it's like it works out and then I wake up or whatever.
You know what's weird?
But
is the idea of a thought. You ever think about that? Like, what is a thought? How are you doing that? You play your favorite song right now in your head. You're probably doing it.
You can.
How?
Yeah, and you can talk to somebody while thinking about the song and it's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm sure you are.
I am.
I'm thinking about a song right now too.
Me too. But isn't that weird? You literally can play music in your head, think about things, solve scenarios, all upstairs. You never have to say a word.
So here's the question for you. Do you have conversations in your head?
Yeah.
See, there's a conversation happening in my head. Sometimes it's like, it's weird. It's like 3 or 4 people, but they're all me. Like, it's all me just talking to me.
Four Tonys
bouncing the different ideas off of each other and then putting something together. That's weird. I mean, I know people have conversations in their head, but think about that. You're capable of doing that. Not only doing one, but you could have multiple.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Isn't that weird?
It's very strange.
There's a lot of strange things in this world, which is why I'm always surprised that something that's slightly more strange is always just shot down and denied. Think about that? There's a lot of strange things in this world and a lot of things we can't explain. And then the moment you come up with something that's just a little bit slightly unordinary or more unordinary, it's like, that's not true. How do you know? You know what I mean? I don't know.
I think the problem is that science has progressed so far that we're always expecting a scientific reasoning, a scientific answer. Think about how much we know compared to what we knew, like, okay, 400 years ago, you know, we didn't know enough and we believed witches, you know, I'm not saying that they're not real because I'm not going to try and aggravate anybody. And I really don't know. I mean, can you honestly tell me that witchcraft isn't real?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So, but the thought that they had was that people were a witch based on like these very, very, very trivial, you know.
Like you walk with your left foot first and you're a witch.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then, or just something stupid like that. And then you realize, or like people thought things were magic.
Mm-hmm.
And then science explained it. So.
Yeah.
You know, some progression, well, not some progression, but a lot of progression has brought us to the point where we have a scientific explanation for almost everything.
Not everything, though.
Not everything.
No.
But a lot more than what we used to.
And I feel like when it comes to, again, not arguing for any specific religion, but I feel like when it comes to religion, you hear about these stories, you hear about these exorcisms and these people reaching nirvana and whatever. Like, you hear about all these things. You obviously are like, oh, come on, you know. How could that be true? But I feel like you have to be a part of that experience to really actually understand it and believe it. Because you could come up to me and be like, yo, my aunt was possessed last night. We had to call an exorcist. I'd be like, was she possessed or is she just loony? Like, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I feel like when it comes to that stuff, you just have to experience it to believe it because you really won't fully believe it until you see it. It's kind of weird.
Well, I like what you were saying when you were talking to those mediums.
The psychics.
And they would know things that they just possibly could not know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, they said some things that were like, it's a little sketchy, but they also said some things that were like, oh, I don't know how you know that.
Yeah.
The psychic told me, the one we went to last year, she told me that she sees me building a big property, like a nice cabin somewhere or something like that, and then she said that my grandfather was smiling at me or something like that. Like, it was kind of weird to hear, but kind of cool to hear. Again, you take it with a grain of salt. Don't go there and ask for your life to be mapped out because you might be disappointed. But she's like, oh, you know, I see you in a profession with numbers and analytics, and I see you building a nice property, like a cabin somewhere. And I was like, oh, I kind of hope that's true because that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
you call me up. I'll come help you.
Yeah, sure. But I don't know. Don't go in there expecting everything to be true. But I just kind of want to go experience it for myself and just see if it's true or not, you know? Because I'm not a skeptic, but I like to go find things out for myself and see what's going on, just for my peace of mind. So you hear people, they either really believe in psychics or they really think that they're a bunch of BS. There's really no in between. I'm kind of in between. I don't really go there and believe everything. But again, there's sometimes where they say something, it's kind of like, huh.
I think there's very few who go there and believe everything. I think most people, if not all people, fit into one of two categories that you just described, which is the halfway point that you're at, or they're just completely, they don't believe it at all.
Yeah.
I don't really think there's somebody that worships their word. Maybe a paranoid schizophrenic, but...
Yeah, I mean...
You know.
Well, we won't include them in this topic.
You know what I thought was also interesting? I don't know if you got to that part in the video, but they mentioned how witches in some parts of the world will pay for people's abortions because it's like an offering to the devil. It's like trade a life or something.
I don't think I got to that part, but maybe I did. But there was a part in there about the cults that were abducting people, like the homeless people. They'd abduct homeless people for sacrifice. There was another one about a cult in Rome that they invited a doctor to.
Yep.
And they said, if you give us your daughter's soul, we'll multiply your wealth or something.
By like three times, yeah.
Yeah, and then they had to have an exorcism performed on the daughter, and then they had to leave Rome. That was freaky because I swear to God, I believe it. I mean, you can call me crazy, but there is some weird cult crap out there.
There's some wicked stuff out there. And again, this is not an argument for any religion.
No.
But you cannot deny that there is not good and evil in this world. And there's people out there that are evil.
We know there's cults. There's been many exposed cults. Maybe not to that point of satanic rituals and worship.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
But there have been multiple cults. What was that in Waco, Texas? Who was that cult?
I don't remember.
Where the freaking FBI or whatever raided it and almost everybody died. The guy said he was like the second coming of Christ.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
He was a really, really good leader. He was really smart and really manipulative. And I can't remember his name.
I don't either.
But, I mean, that's a cult right there.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, you could argue that stupid things are a cult. You know, like things that you wouldn't think of.
Like Wegmans.
Yeah, there you go.
Wegmans is a cult. The Leadership Academy in Lancaster High School.
that's an even more fitting description to the cult. Yeah,
that's a cult. But no, it's true. And like, it's just crazy the stuff that's out there and the doors you can open. I mean, taking what he says at his word, I mean, the doors you can open in this lifetime are crazy.
Here's what I would question. I think the question is, why would he make it up, the priest? Right. I mean, what does he really stand to gain? It's not like that YouTube video is going to bring him monetary value. Even if it is, he's a priest. He's not going to accept it. So what does he really stand to gain by going around and saying, yes, I've performed exorcisms. Yes, the devil is real. Yes, I've experienced all this. You know, and I've acted as a conduit for God. Who does he need to tell that to? It's not like, I mean, I guess to get more people to join the faith. Maybe.
Yeah, but...
But that's a pretty big lie.
Yeah.
Especially if you're supposed to stand for something as moral as that. And I get that every place is corrupt and the church is a corporation and blah, 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 blah. I get all that. But think about that. How many thousands of priests are just lying? I mean, that why?
No, yeah. I agree. Like, what would they gain out of it? And
like people join
the church and donate more to the church. Okay, fine, but... They're not the head of the church.
That's what I'm saying. They're not. They themselves aren't actually going to gain much.
No.
So why?
It's like their salary. They don't make commissions off of people joining the church. Or
right. It's not like you're a broker and you get commissions based off of, you know, how many people's asset portfolios you're managing. So obviously you want to get more people as your clientele.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's not making money off of you.
No.
I mean, I don't know the exact way the Catholic Church works, but I don't know. It seems a little far-fetched to lie that much and to be that descriptive.
Yeah.
Almost like too well thought out to be a story, some stuff.
I don't know. I'll never mess with any of that stuff. I'll never mess with any of that pentagram, Ouija board stuff.
Let's play with a Ouija board.
You know, I won't lie. There's always been a side of me that has wondered if that's real or not.
I'll play with a Ouija board.
Let me know if you do, let me know if it's real or not.
You're not supposed to play alone.
Why not?
It's like one of the rules. Don't play alone. Don't play in a graveyard. And there's one more.
I'll do whatever I want.
You're not supposed to play alone or play in a graveyard.
Fine. I can FaceTime you while you do it.
Yeah. Are you gonna watch me get abducted by aliens or something?
Yeah. In all seriousness, though, I have always wondered if those are real. And I know priests weren't against them, so I'm sure there's some truth to it. But to what degree is it dangerous?
Did you say priests were against them?
Oh, priests warn against them all the time.
They warn against them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember that stupid Charlie challenge from a couple of years ago?
You know what? I vaguely do. What the hell was that?
So you get like you get a piece of paper and two pencils. You do a little diagram like that. For those of you who can't see me doing this, I just hope you know what I'm talking about. And then, so it's a square diagram. There's four squares. It's like a game of four square.
Yeah.
And then diagonal from each other is no, no, and yes, yes. So you put two pencils in the middle. one on the x-axis and one on the y-axis, just to paint the picture.
Okay.
And the one on top, the pencil on top, has to be balanced on the pencil on the bottom, so it's not like leaning on the paper, it's off the paper.
Okay.
So basically you'd say, "Charlie, Charlie, are you here?" And the pencil would spin and say like yes or no.
Okay.
And it was like a big trend back, I think, back in like the Vine days, actually.
I think in like middle school.
Yeah, that was like in middle school, so probably like in the Vine days, that was a big thing. Hmm. And then I guess priests were like warning against it or something. I don't know.
Ever tried Bloody Mary?
No.
I haven't either.
That's definitely made up.
Is it though?
I have no idea.
I can't say for sure, but
so one time my father told me there was a similar one when he was a kid, so this is a long time ago. And instead of seeing, you know, Bloody Mary though, you'd see the devil.
Oh.
And so he tried it, and apparently he saw the devil.
Your dad claims.
He claims. I mean, I'm not saying it actually happened.
Was he like visibly shaken when he told you this, or was he just like, yeah?
No, he was like, I'm never effing doing that again. That was like horrific. I was like, oh. I said, so what exactly do you have to say? He goes, there's no way I'm telling you, because you're not going to go do it. I'm like, okay. He was like visibly, he was at least mildly upset about it.
Huh.
He's not one for acting. He's not like a good actor in that, right?
No.
So I think there's a little truth. Honestly, I think he probably just scared the shit out of himself because he was probably younger and he probably thought he was going to see the devil. I think the devil's supposed to, the devil can appear as anything, but he said it was like a horned figure and stuff like that.
Huh.
But I don't know.
Guess we'll never know.
I wasn't there. I was born about 30 years after, so.
Could just be folklore. Could have been a bad dream.
It honestly could have been.
That's why he won't tell you, because he doesn't remember.
It's possible. I don't know.
Well, we'll take his word for it, though.
May as well. I mean, why not? It's more fun.
Speaking of good and evil, I think there's actually a really good way to decipher whether you're good or evil.
How long have we been doing the podcast?
21 minutes now.
Okay, I know where this is going.
So there's a good way to decipher whether or not you're good or evil. And it's free. It's totally free. It's better than an online quiz. And you don't have to sit in a church to find out.
It's almost like a credit score for your morality and well-being.
Yeah, so you don't even have to go to a church. It's all online. It's actually the podcast survey. So go fill out the survey. If you don't, you're probably an evil person. If you do, you're a good person. And if you use promo code DEVIL, I don't know, we'll send you a box of tissues. We're running low.
Empty?
Empty.
Yeah.
We're running low on funds here at the RPAS studio, so
yeah.
You're going to have to just...
We made a solid 20 cents last year, so...
Yeah, we banked in at about $1 last year, so...
Brandon's making us spend it on his dinner, so please help us.
Brandon got busted for money laundering, so a lot of our income's been shut down, unfortunately.
Yeah, speaking of money laundering, the place I went to get my taxes done, I swear to God it was a front. There was a freaking laundromat next to it and everything. I swear to God it was a front.
Where'd you go?
I'm not going to repeat the name. Just in case.
Okay.
I don't want to be tied to it.
But yeah, that's all I got for you. So
yeah.